That should be fine. Could you give me your name and occupation?
I'm Ansel Hers, and I'm a journalism senior here, and I also pedicab on the weekends.
And how do you...
Thursday through Saturday, actually.
Okay, that is the most high traffic time for a pedicabber in Austin. And do you guys mostly stick to the downtown area?
We're not really supposed to go outside of the downtown area too much, and we basically stay in the area from like 6th and 35 to maybe like Rio Grande and 35, and then we can range north and south a little bit. Occasionally we go down and cross the bridge, the Congress Bridge, and go to hotels down there like the Hyatt and Embassy Suites.
And do you pedicab under a specific organization or company?
I rent my cab from Capital Pedicab.
And do you guys pay to rent your cabs per month?
Yeah, about like 30% of what we make up until a certain point goes to the pedicab owner, a guy named Greg, who has owned Capital Pedicab for, I think, 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the largest pedicab operator in the city. He kind of, I guess, pioneered the business here.
Wow. And how did you get into the pedicabbing in the first place?
I don't know. I had a friend who was doing it, and I really needed to make some money, I guess, and I bike around the city a lot. I don't have a car, and so just seemed like a good fit. It's pretty easy to get into. You just apply for a chauffeur's license.
Mm-hmm.
You have to prove that you have a relatively clean criminal record and a driver's license, and then you get that license, and then you go to him and you say you want to ride, and he trains you for one night, and if you do okay, you basically start pedicabbing.
Do you have to do any like obstacle course, like weaving between cones or anything?
No. The only thing is the first night, the guy who trains you, he's a pedicabber who's been doing it for a long time. He takes you up a hill.
Any specific
which is tough
hill?
For some people, but it's the for me it was the hill going up to the Sheridan Hotel from like 11th and Red River.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of go up the hill a little bit, and the Sheridan is there on like 35.
Mm-hmm. How many gears does a pedicab have?
It's a 21 speed.
Oh, so you get your choice of the like, oh, I don't want to push too hard on this hill.
Yeah.
If I want to go more than like a 0.5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Do you encounter any problems with the clients that you pick up along 6th Street or coming out of the bars at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, occasionally. I'd say the majority of folks are nice, and they tip you, and you know they appreciate like that you're pedaling hard to carry their lazy asses around. But yeah, occasionally you get people who are really drunk, or they just don't care. And I mean, I can tell you stories about really shitty rides that I had.
If you'd like,
and every pedicabber has those, maybe once each night, you know, out of 20 rides or 15 rides, maybe.
Yeah, but overall, a worthwhile.
Profession. Overall, it's good.
Yeah, and
I say you get more like generous tips than you do really shitty ones.
Yeah. Do you have any stories or harrowing stories that you'd like to share? You know, you can leave out names and things. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess like one example of a bad ride would be I was down there late at night, and I was actually on 6th Street. We're not allowed to go on 6th Street, actually, per se.
Oh, because of the they have it roped off?
They have it blocked off. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't always the case. Like, a few years ago, we used to be able to just go wherever. But, now we can't go on there. But there was a festival that night, like, on 6th Street. So for some reason, we were allowed. It's, like, the only night I've been allowed on 6th Street. And I had a group of 4 people who got on my cab, including one really big fat guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they wanted to go, like, down the street to a restaurant. And so I took them down there, and it was, like, a few blocks. And it's a pretty heavy ride. And they were like, oh, no, we don't really want this. Where's a better place? So I said, well, maybe you could try the pizza place up the block. So we turn around, and we're going up the block. And the guy who got on the cab originally and, like, told all his friends to get on the cab, he fell off, unbeknownst to me, like, just fell off. I didn't even realize it. And then we get back up there, all the way back up there, up this little hill, and the 3 people in the cab, the 2 girls get off, and they start to walk one way, and the other guy gets off and starts to walk the other way. And so I asked for my tip, and the guy was like, well, they're paying. And so I went over to them, and they're like, well, he's paying. So I went back, then he said, well, I'm not paying, and you should go ask him again. So I started to go back over to them, and then he, like, tried to hide from me, and, like, run away, and I went over to them and, like, caught up with them, and then he tried to join up with them later. And anyway, so then I kind of confronted them, and they were like, well, we don't have any money. And so that was just, that's an example.
Give me one of your shoes or something.
That yeah. So that happens, yeah. Or you get, like, $2 tips, but...
Do you ever encounter any problems with law enforcement on Sixth Street?
Yeah, they're generally assholes to us because the rules are very vague and often changing. Like, sometimes they'll let us go down a street. For example, right now we're allowed to, like, queue up and wait for rides on San Jacinto near Sixth,
mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the case before. And if we're on the wrong side of the street, they'll get very angry with us. We're not allowed to cross 6th ever, which I tried to do once because, like, an alley was blocked off.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go all the way around the block, and I got yelled at and, like, had to turn around. So we have to be, like, very careful around them. Mm-hmm. And our boss, Greg, who owns the company, he's very intense about making sure that we don't piss off the cops.
Are the companies held accountable for their pedicabbers, or is it understood that these are all individuals that are... renting their cabs and...
I don't really know. I think they are kind of held accountable because I think Greg has to meet with the cops in the city a lot and their inspections and that kind of thing, but I don't really know. I mean, I think there's a lot of stuff maybe that pedicabbers do get away with that goes under the radar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other... Blah, 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 blah. you've only been pedicabbing for about a season, I guess?
Yeah, since, like, beginning of August, I think.
And is it your main means of financial support?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get pretty good, tips and stuff on a average weekend?
Yeah. I don't know if you want to range or not.
No, it's fine. But, how do you anticipate, the coming winter to be?
Yeah, I mean, this is my first year or whatever, so I don't really know, but everybody says that tips go down during the winter, or that, you know, there are less rides because it's colder. I haven't really seen that yet. Like, it's stayed pretty steady, and I think also part of it is that there are less people pedicabbing now because it's cold, so there are more rides for those of us that do go out. I don't really know what's going to happen.
And they don't have any heated pedicabs, do they?
No.
Just, like, with heated seats or anything?
No, there are some pedicabs that have, like, little stereos under the seats that broadcast music. No KVRX, but...
Jeez. Gotta get some... Is there... Do you guys advertise on the backs of your pedicabs?
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel about that kind of representation?
I mean, it's a local business, I think. I'm pretty sure it's like, Tito's Vodka. So, it's not a big deal right now. If it was some kind of big corporation that I had an issue with, I would probably not want to do it. I mean, yeah. I think, like, pedicabbing is really good for people who need to make money but are concerned with social justice issues because it's pretty non-exploitive and, you know, you're pretty autonomous in how you want to do it. If you want to do it in a kind of moral way, and that's not an option that's available to you a lot of times if you do want to make money. So...
Yeah.
That's part of why I do it.
Yeah, let me see. Do you see any kind of personal or ideological differences between you or your clients?
My clients?
Or what do you? How do you call your fares on pedicabs?
I don't know. Fares, rides, clients.
You say birds or something?
No, I don't know. Some of these people are fabulously rich. I've had a guy pay me, like, $30 to take him a half a block. And, you know, he was obviously rich because he was going to this Edgewater Grill and was dressed quite nicely. And I think rich people suck. So, I mean, as far as ideology goes, I'm sure that guy is a hardcore capitalist and whatnot, and I'm not. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he was nice, so... You know, most of those rich folks are quite nice, and they pay you well, so...
They don't want to walk half a block in their golden heels, or 6-inch heels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think there are any common misconceptions that people have about pedicabbers or cyclists in general?
Mm, there might be a kind of growing perception, I think, that where that pedicabbers are very petty in terms of like tips, because there is a minority, I think, of pedicabbers, a very small one, of guys who will try to charge, basically, you know, and ask for like a specific fee for going a certain distance, especially like at UT games and things like that, where we have hills and where there are a lot of rides. And we're not supposed to do that. Like, it's supposed to be based on tips, and that's how we don't pay taxes and et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know if that, I think a lot of people are actually concerned with that kind of in our little pedicab community, that, you know, people are going to start to notice that a lot of us, or some of us, are charging, you know, and not being open and kind of relaxed about tips and whatnot. And I guess that's an issue, but I don't think most pedicabbers are doing that.
Okay. Well, let's see. It looks like we've... Do you wear a helmet when you pedicab?
No.
For a chance?
No.
Any thoughts on helmets?
I think
helmets?
There are, like, two guys who do or something.
Yeah. And are there any... have you ever been in, like, any accidents, like, in the course of a night? Or anything? Or is it usually generally pretty...
I tipped my cab once a little bit as I went around a bend.
Were there any people inside the cab?
Yeah.
I guess it's mostly just an embarrassment factor.
I think they were more kind of thrilled about it than I was embarrassed. Yeah, people like you to do kind of outrageous stuff a lot of times if you weave in and out of cars and things like that. Yeah. I think kind of the more, I mean, not dangerous, but just the more risks you take, like the more they respect what you're doing. You know, the faster you get them there. I haven't been in any accidents. There have been accidents, though, with other pedicabbers recently. And they were kind of a big deal. So,
does that discourage the rest of the pedicabbers from...
No, not really. I think everybody's just like, man, that guy was stupid. And it was... Maybe I shouldn't say that on record.
Oh, you know. I can cut that.
Yeah, he was on Congress Bridge, kind of late, and, you know, there's, like, no shoulder there.
Yeah.
And so, some asshole just rammed into the backside of the pedicab, and he broke several vertebrae, the rider, and the passenger was in the hospital for quite a while, and we actually devoted one night all of our earnings to that guy's, like, hospital fund. That was kind of a major accident. I think that happened in July or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sounds, I don't know, like, puts that kind of a, the danger of the...
Yeah, I mean, so now, like, if the owner of Capital Pedicab catches you or sees you or whatever on Congress Bridge, mm-hmm. and not on the sidewalk, like, he'll just fire you immediately. So that's kind of a serious deal, I guess.
Is he a pedicab driver himself?
He comes out, every now and then, and he did, like, ride very frequently and started off as just an independent pedicabber. He's pretty cool, but I probably shouldn't say anything else.
Do you see yourself pursuing a lifelong career in the field of pedicabbing?
Not really. I mean, I'd like to do journalism, and, I mean, it's definitely a really good way to make money anytime you're in a temporary situation, or if you're a student. But I mean, I don't see this as like my profession. I think if I'm here in Austin for a long time, I would probably continue to do it. Because I mean, I don't know how much I'm gonna make in the year, but it's gonna be a pretty substantial sum.
It'll be enough to manage in Austin.
Yeah.
And then some.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. Do you have any closing thoughts on the subject?
I mean, I don't know. I would say, like, if you're out there and you want to make some money or whatnot, like, just my personal take on it is that it's a pretty good job as far as your options are out there, especially if you're a biker.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of a no-brainer to just do it.
Yeah. And have you ever considered, like, just bike messaging as an option? How does that feel? How are the prospects in that? Like,
I've wondered about that, but I mean, from what I hear, like, bike messaging is for kind of a select, like very hardcore, like guys who are really fast. And the other thing, I guess there, for me, there would be an ethical issue there, because I think you're like expediting the communications of corporate bigwigs and people who have a lot of money and who are higher up in the power structure. And so I don't know if I would be cool with that, like shuttling letters from like John Cornyn to his corporate sponsors or whatever, like, you know. So, and yeah. I think pedicabbing is a little bit more accessible.
Yeah. Yeah. Lay up more. I don't know. Think somebody, like a girl, could do it or something. I don't know. One of those things. Yeah, what I is mean, the ratio of like men to women pedicabbers?
That's a good question. It's not very good, you know, as far as like gender equality. I don't know. I think there are, I can think of 5 women who are pedicabbers out of 60, maybe 40 to 60 or something. But I mean, yeah, women, I think absolutely can do it. And like regardless of physical strength or whatever, I think like anybody can pedicab really. Because I think you like build up those muscles pretty quickly. So I mean, yeah, I think it would be cool if there were more women out there. It's kind of a white man's thing right now, which is kind of messed up. I'm not sure why that is, I guess.
Is this the association with biking for, I don't know, in strength or something like that?
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. I mean, because the women who are out there pedicabbing, like, they're just as, obviously, like, just as fast, or if not faster than any of us. Like, this one girl, she has massive thighs, and like she'll absolutely leave you in the dust. And so I don't know if I'm like stereotyping or anything, but I mean, yeah, I don't know, I just, there shouldn't be that gender gap, I don't think.
Yeah, I've thought about it's like it's at points, but I don't know. Yeah. How was the process like for getting the license?
I mean, there's not much of a process really. Like, you get your criminal record from the office that you get that from. You just have to get a like official copy of it, and your driving record, and have your driver's license. Like, I actually didn't have a driver's license until I pedicabbed, like, and I only got it because I wanted to pedicab.
Is there a stipulation on the license that this is for pedicabbing only, or are you actually licensed to drive
vehicles? No, I'm licensed to drive, so yeah, you have to have a regular driver's license. So you get that, and then you go in and you take this little test, which is very easy, and you get a chauffeur's license.
So could you drive a limousine as well?
I'm not sure. I mean, I kind of think so. I assume that's what it's for as well.
That would be an interesting transition.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, also it helps if you're a pedicabber to be like a social person, I guess. Mm-hmm. And if you're not social, like, because I know pedicabbers who are very
antisocial.
Not antisocial. What's the word? Like, not outward, but
introverted. Or?
Introverted. There we go. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I know some guys who are like when we get into the garage late at night, like they won't talk to you. They'll just get on their bikes and leave. And but when they're out there and they get like a group of passengers, like they'll be very gregarious and social and whatnot. So usually get a better tip. Yeah. You know, if you do that. So.
I've heard. Are there any like pedicabbing after parties, like it whenever you guys get off? I've heard tell of some bike shop parties or whatever.
Sort of, as far as I know, I don't really go to them, but I went once, sort of. There's this thing called a indie bar, mm-hmm. which is like this little bike shop in East Austin where a lot of independent pedicabbers go back to store their cabs, and there's like a little bar that's there, and so people just hang out there and drink beer, I guess, afterwards. Yeah. And there, some crazy stuff has happened there.
I can only imagine. But what would you say the ratio is of like independent pedicabbers to?
It's not very good. I mean, I think there are 5 independent pedicabbers who own their own cabs. And you know, the deal with them is they have to pay individually for mm-hmm. insurance with the city.
Yeah.
Whereas all of us who are contractors, I guess. You know, we don't have to worry about that. We don't have to worry about the maintenance of the cab, really. We just pay that fee, and then Greg pays for insurance and deals with the city and everything. So it's kind of a trade-off. I mean, I've tried to kind of explore independent pedicabbing and whatnot, and I've more or less concluded it's not really worth it.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Just having that simplifies it whenever you don't have to worry about all the other regulations and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. I think if I was doing it in a really long-term way, you know, I would more seriously consider it.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Cool.
I think I got plenty.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks so much. And if you want a copy of the finished project at some point, I will have it before the end of